What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Secure D podcast. My name is Matt and I am Secure D. We're back this month with an all new episode, and Paul's here. We talk about a whole bunch of different fun things: Air Max Day, whether or not the React launch was a success or not, the new Don C shoes, a whole variety of different stuff, a fun 40 minute episode. I just want to give a quick mention to an upcoming custom class that I am teaching. It has been a really long time, probably even the first custom class I've ever taught in Australia. I've done them in Hong Kong and overseas before, one in the States, but never in Australia. So for the first time in 13 years of painting shoes, we're doing a custom sneaker class. So start to finish, how to paint your shoes and make them durable, partnered with Converse at Memphis Studios, and being a part of the Serial Skillers custom or even workshop sessions. So please check it out. There'll be a post on my blog. You can check out Serial Skillers on Instagram or my Instagram for details. It's the end of May. So if you're a Melbourne local or you're going to be in Melbourne at the end of May, please drop on in. We've got about 20 spots. We're about halfway through at the moment. We just announced it last week, or it is Monday, so last week. And yeah, it's filling up, which is great. So please get involved if you want to learn how to paint shoes. It'll be a fun day. The aim is that you walk out of there with shoes finished. So it'll be a pretty fun workshop, top to bottom, how to paint your shoes, and probably have me go on rants about a whole bunch of different things, just like every other podcast, which will be fun. But yeah, that's exciting. Outside of that, working on some two toy projects and a whole bunch of new customs this month. So heaps of art should be dropping on the blog and the Instagram over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But until then, I hope you enjoy this new episode. Like always, please hit us up with the hashtag the Secure D podcast or Secure D podcast on Twitter if you want to suggest topics for future episodes, and we'll do our best to include them and give you a shout out. So thank you very much, and until next time, hope you enjoy. What's going on, Paulie? How you doing?
Not bad.
How was your Easter long weekend?
All right. Yeah. Do you celebrate Easter?
Me? No, not technically, but I celebrate having 4 days off.
Yeah. Easter is one of the holidays my wife goes to church. My wife only goes to church to see Jesus when he dies and when he's born. That's it.
Yeah, so nothing for Christmas, nothing when he's born?
Yeah, when he's born and when he dies.
Oh, when he dies. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and when he comes back to life. Yeah. No, for me, I celebrate by eating way too much chocolate. And then it's good for me because I basically use these 4 days to paint and catch up on painting and stuff.
I don't get why it's called Good Friday when that's the day he dies.
Yeah, this isn't a podcast about religion, Paul.
I'm just wondering.
I did go to Catholic school, I mean, but whatever. Yeah, no, it was good, man. I had a good break. Painted some toys. Got some Jordan 1s done for you. A few bits and pieces. So, yeah, it was good. But did you end up getting what you wanted for Air Max Day? Did you pick up the Wetherspoons or the Atmos or anything like that?
Yeah, I got both.
You got both?
Yeah.
Favorite?
I think I like the Wetherspoons more than the Atmos.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want your Atmos as far. I don't like the Wetherspoon, man. I was definitely surprised by the amount of hype that shoe had. I just didn't get it. Like, I don't know. For me, the colorway is a bit weak. I like the use of material. I don't like the Air Max 1 sole on the 97. It just wasn't for me. Like, it's all good that people like it, but I didn't expect, you know, 300-400 kids to be lining up for 12 pairs for this thing.
No, I did not. But it's because it reminds me of my old Scout Fire blanket.
Okay.
Underneath.
Yeah, like, okay. That. Well, that looks exactly the same. So yeah, I can get it for you.
But I didn't think it was going to be that big. Like, it came out like, well, a year ago. It's been out for a year, right?
Mm.
And yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that hyped for it. But then again, I don't go to sneaker websites and stuff, so I don't know what's going on.
I've noticed, it's off topic, but I've noticed there's a whole lot of sneaker custom videos online at the moment, like people talking about the importance of customs. And I'm like, I could not give a shit. Like, I just don't care. And people ask me, like, did you watch that video, Matt? Did you see that? And I get sent it by people. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I've been doing it for so long. Like, I don't need to watch those videos.
Yeah, didn't they just do one the other day and they were talking to Marche and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'm just like, nah, I don't care. And like, that's no disrespect to Dan. I just like, I don't watch those videos. Like, I don't care. But in regards to this shoe, yeah, it was an easy pass for me. I think there's like, you walk into a JD Sports at the moment and there's so many fire 95s and like, and great Air Max 90s on the wall that I just don't care about a Wetherspoon because it has a name on it.
Is it an easy pass because also it was like super hard to get.
I didn't even try. Like, yeah. I didn't realize how popular it was until I saw like all the posts about it later. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was widely available. I didn't think it was limited. I didn't really look into it because I didn't want it. So, but when I hear like guys had to change lineups into raffles last second because there's 300 kids out the front, I heard there was a few punch-ups in Australia at different stores for it like this time around. So some of the releases got a bit sketchy, but yeah, I just didn't pick it for this shoe.
How do you, what do you fight about it? I guess like people leaving or coming back.
Yeah, well that, don't get me started on ghost chairs because we've done that. We've talked about that so many different times in this podcast, but yeah, I think, you know, people hustling or trying to buy raffle tickets. I hear people buy raffle tickets now at launches and then...
I know people buy lines, like people buy spots in lines, like the guys that sit out there and then work out the average of the, you know, the odds of them getting their shoe size. And if they don't, they sell. I know somebody, I think, sold their spot in the line for $200.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Do the Wetherspoons even have resale value like that though? Are they selling for $400 or $500?
I think they are.
Atmos I saw going for like $330, $340, so it can't be that much more for that. So
No, but the Atmos originally was supposed to be $350.
Yeah, I think that was just a balls up, right? Because it sold for $240 or something, right?
I think that's what it was supposed to be, and that's what they told all the stockers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was such a outcry of everybody going.
Yeah, but globally the price wasn't that high.
Yeah, and I think that's why everyone was so pissed off. Like, why are we getting shafted?
Yeah.
And then they had to change it.
Yeah, I saw that. But yeah, the Wetherspoon, I just don't get it. Like, all good if you got a pair, that's rad. But like the Miami 95s are on shelf, are unbelievable. The South Beach 97s that are out at the moment are unbelievable. There's so many GRs or borderline GRs. I think the South Beach 97s are a little bit more limited.
I have the Wetherspoon hat.
Oh, the hat's sick. I saw the hat a bunch of times.
They're reselling for $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Because up there got the hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a couple of people wearing it on Sunday at the Air Max Day event in Melbourne. Mm. And the hat's sick.
I saw like kids online were like looking for a Wetherspoon hat, $200 US. I was like, really?
Yeah. Can you tell me more about Wetherspoon? I don't know a ton about him.
I think the only thing I know about him is that he owns that Round 2 store.
Mm.
And so he has that big YouTube channel and then he resells, really.
Yeah, if it's YouTube, I don't get it.
He's a consignment. Is it resale? Yeah, he's a consignment. So technically, is St. Vincent de Paul a reseller?
Yeah, well, they're donated to them. They don't buy it.
Are cash converters resellers?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, I guess he's a reseller.
Yeah. If he buys the stock and it's not donated, I'd suggest he's a reseller.
And he's also had collabs with Guess, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I guess, like, I don't know a lot about him. YouTube sneaker people aren't on my radar. Like, I think I'm too old for that.
I didn't know who he was from Bath Soap until the shoe won, and then I had, like, then there was stuff to look at.
Some of the younger gen I was talking to at the Air Max Day, like, they were like, oh, I've been following him forever and stuff. I'm like, oh, cool, that's good. But, like, maybe that's their version of, like, Jeff Staple and stuff for us, like, right?
It's like when we were at SneakerCon, and then, you know, next to your booth was that YouTube guy, and the kids were lining up for miles, and I didn't have a clue who the hell he was.
No, I know. I look at custom, like, bad how to custom videos on YouTube, and they've got, like, 100,000 views. I'm like, this video is terrible, and they're doing it the wrong way, and they're not preparing the paint properly, and, like, and these kids have got, hundreds of views. I don't get it.
Every time I see a custom video, and the guy goes, first you got to do is get, like, a white Air Force One or something, and then you start painting. I'm like, you didn't treat that.
You fucked it already. 30 seconds in, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no Tarantino in, like, a custom video. There's no going back and fixing at the end. But yeah, I thought the event in Melbourne on Sunday was right. The weather held out for the boys at Nike, which was
good. You got to go. I wasn't invited, so
yeah,
I didn't get to go.
I was looking for you, but no dice.
Yeah. Well, you could have just taken me, but no.
I didn't have a plus one, otherwise I would have taken my girlfriend.
Yeah. It was an online registry, wasn't it?
I don't know. I got an email from the guys to register, so I don't know if there was like an open to the public.
Yeah, then it opened up to the public.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Maybe for the boiler room at night, because I bailed. I had to choose to paint. I couldn't stay around for that.
Hmm. What happened to the good old days when they just had it just for regular people? And I mean, just for the...
Because I think there's too many of them now, Paul. Like when we used to go... So Jazz Jazz was there and he showed me a picture from the first ever Sneaker Freaker swap meet, which me and him were in the photo. I look 12, I have pimples and like I look like a junkie because I'm so skinny.
So like now, really?
Yeah, no, I don't look like that now. Chill out. But it was so funny to see. And I remember that event because there was like 70 of us there maximum, maybe 50. And it's like, well, now if you have a sneaker event, like a swap meet, 3,000 people rock up. You can't have that on the rooftop of this thing, man. There'd be 700 to 1,000 people out the front.
Was it similar to like, do you remember the one where in the year it was like in that alleyway, in that little building? And Jazz had all his shoes in there.
It wasn't like this was,
the Air Max Zero year.
This was different. This was, on a rooftop. There wasn't a lot of shoes on display. There was a couple little workshops and stuff, and then a couple speeches.
Were they customizing Air Maxes there?
They were like, there was like a booth there where you could like color in your Air Max tote and stuff. And there was a board where they had an epic Air Max shoe, which you could like help contribute to coloring in and stuff.
But why would I want on Air Max Day to color a tote bag?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I don't know. It's not for me, but...
Who's it for?
Well, there was lots of people doing it, to be fair. But I had free booze, which would have been great if it wasn't a Sunday morning.
Was it the coconut rum, coconut vodka thing? There's always like coconut vodka, Captain Morgan's.
I wish there was Captain Morgan's. I would have got messy. But no, I was driving, so I kept it low-key. I had two drinks for the day. Plus, I had to paint shoes at night, so I can't get messy at 11 o'clock in the morning. On a Sunday, particularly when I've got stuff on the next day, but...
In burger sliders.
There was burger sliders.
Yeah.
And chips, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I copped a VIP pass, so I didn't have to pay for food and stuff, so I was pretty happy about that.
Oh, wait. You got invited to an event that if you didn't have a VIP pass, you had to pay for food?
I think so.
That's stupid.
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, because I had a part, I had a thing, I didn't have to pay for it, but I don't know. Anyway, I ate plenty and hooked up Mafia and stuff. That was nice.
Yeah. was Mafia DJing there?
She wasn't this year, no. She was just hanging out. It was good to see her. I hadn't seen her for a little bit.
Silver jacket?
No. Jacket. She had a pretty crazy jacket on, though. She was killing it. That was good. One of the things I wanted to talk to you today, actually, was about the Champ Sports Air Max TN or Air TN or Air Max Plus, whatever you want to call it.
I could not believe you had not seen that video.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the video. I don't go on social. Like, I'm really only going to go on Instagram these days. I don't go on Facebook. So I hadn't seen it get it posted around by all the people I assume posted it.
I don't know if it did. I just saw it randomly pop up on my YouTube feed.
Okay, so it didn't pop up on mine. We clearly watch different things on YouTube. Yeah, I watch like all movie trivia shows and stuff on YouTube. But... yeah, I didn't see it. And then I watched it this morning in prep for this. And I got to say, our boy Leon did exceptionally good. And what a bloody big unit. It's great to see
his voice and his body do not mix.
Oh, it's great. I love Leon. Like, Leon and I used to work together a long time ago. But and he's doing exceptionally well now, which is amazing to see. But seeing him up there with Marche and...
I just wish they had panned out because I'm pretty sure he would have been in shorts.
Yeah, Leon was 100% in shorts. So I think there's no question.
Not just shorts, small shorts.
Very short shorts. Short shorts. And he had a jacket on too, which doesn't matter. The legs are still going to get out there. But yeah, it was great. I just thought they kept cutting him off, man. Like every time Leon would get halfway into a sentence, I feel like they cut him off and went straight back to Dan or Emily or someone.
That's because they just wanted him to say, like, I really like TNs. They're super hype, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. You know he was there wearing Prestos.
Yeah. When he started talking, like, when he deep-dived into the technology, they were just like, bro. Nah.
Sorry, yeah. We need people to lie about how much the shoe loved us as a kid.
He might as well been like the parents in Snoopy where they were like,
It's so funny. I watch videos like that and I think you're the same. It's like people say like, oh, Matt, tell us your best story about an Air Max 1. It's like, I need an hour or two to prep for this because I can't think of one. I watch that and I'm like, half the people in that video were making stuff up as they went. But
what's funny is that Leon was more technical than the dude who designed the fucking shoe.
Oh, I love that though. But yeah, that's what you get Leon there for. He's like, you need someone like that to balance it out. I like that Dan was talking about the customs and then Emily was supposed to be talking about the fashion and stuff. Like, I reckon they would have all been told about like what you talk about. Like, this is your angle on this. But when I saw Leon in a video that wasn't about a Presto, I was surprised. But being that, you know, that's a lad shoe down here or the junkie shoe. But I think the TN's always funny because it's like an elite shoe in the States and then it's like a junkie shoe down here.
The best thing about that video is that the guy who designed it said he fucked up the swooshes.
Swoosh, yeah.
And you're like, I never really noticed, so I guess so.
Yeah.
But then he goes, they also look like palm trees. The whole thing was a palm tree thing. I was like, I kind of get what he means. It makes sense.
Yeah. But I got a pair of those when I was actually a kid. I think I mentioned to you earlier in like a family Kris Kringle, because a family, like an auntie owned a sneaker store. And yeah, I friggin' loved those things as a kid, but I absolutely trashed them. But it's the only pair I've ever owned. I don't own Air Max Pluses. Do you?
No, I don't own a 10 because us peasants couldn't afford that shit.
Yeah, no, no. I didn't ever buy a pair either. Yeah. I always wanted the Tiger Stripe ones, but...
I had Aerosports.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I had a variety. I had a lot of... Jesus, I can't even remember. It was like a cheap Australian skate brand.
Looking back, I think they were girls Aerosports too. They were like a high cut, but they didn't have a toe box. So I'm assuming they must be a girl shoe.
Maybe.
Because why would you... Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a cool... Well, I was surprised that Champ Sports put that video out. It had 600,000 views too, which I thought was massive, but...
It's because it had Emily Oberg and...
Yeah, they would have promoted it, right?
Damn. And that guy that was at SneakerCon.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even realize. So he's the YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't really seem like he knew what he was talking about too much. No. But I'm sure he did.
No, I don't think he does. Because he just looks like... Because he sticks out because he's not really, like, fashionably flamboyant or anything like that. He just looks like you're... He just looks like a Lebanese guy. You know, like, I don't know,
like a guy of a particular ethnicity.
No. You know how they, you know, like the beard and the and you know he's always wearing a sweatshirt and
yeah, I don't know. I think that's the first time I've ever seen him in a video.
He just looks like your quintessential dude that walks around Broadmeadows.
Yeah.
That's why I remember it. I was like, I saw these kids lining up to see like this guy. I was like, you don't need a line up. Just go to Broadmeadows. There's like 10 of them.
They've all got MX Pluses too.
Yeah, they've all got MX Pluses. Just give him a kebab. He's in Broadmeadows. Oh,
God. Yeah, but no, it was good to see Leon in that. I thought it made me smile. It was good.
It's just so funny when you see him because he comes out. You know when you watch... an Australian, or when you hear an Australian accent, like in a video, it doesn't quite equate to what you think we sound like.
No, because when I talk to other Australians, I watch a movie or something, and I think we're the same. I don't think our voice is that jarring. But when I went to America, I was like, oh my God, my voice is annoying. Like when you compare it to theirs on a daily basis, and I think Leon's was almost the perfect example of that. I think Dan led into him speaking, and I was like, "Oh my God, the contrast between accents."
He's like a white Mike Tyson of sneakers. Like, he's buff. He's Australian massive. Accent. It's kind of high pitched.
I love that Leon looked yoked in that video too. Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. But that was great. But that does lead me on to one other Air Max topic for the day, and we'll move on. I saw the Atmos collab get leaked on the cover of Shoe Masters, which is that sneaker box collab. And I got to say, that's got to be one of the worst shoes I've seen in the last 3 to 5 years. It is hideously bad. Who the hell thought that was a good idea? Atmos, obviously.
Atmos. But you know what? To be fair, if you had never seen the Animal Pack or anything like that, and then you saw it like just out there, you go, that's disgusting. You don't know until you see it in person.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it was just like, I've seen that print on cushions, on like, you know, sublimated onto cars, like as wallpaper. It was like my background on my phone for years was a picture of a stack of shoes in my like wardrobe.
Have thought lightning pattern on a Presto would work? But it does, right?
Yeah, but I think that's different. Like this is an all over photo sublimation print on...
It's a ZX Flux kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because we joked about this on the ZX Flux episode. We're like, what if someone does dicks on it or like something, right? And then I was like, well, what if the first thing I would want to do would be take a picture of my sneaker wall and put that on the shoe, but then it's going to have Nike boxes. So that was the chat we had.
What happened with those ZX Fluxes?
I never saw anyone do one. No, I reckon they ran into a whole bunch of copyright issues because like most people are just going to take pictures of things, right? Or like, or claim collabs basically. I'm sure people put neighborhood logos on the back and stuff, and then all of a sudden you got a neighborhood ZX Flux. So
maybe just got the pin pulled on.
I reckon it got the pin pulled for sure. But I don't remember ever seeing anyone with a pair.
No.
But yeah, this thing is just terrible. Like Atmos is so hit and miss, man. Like the Atmos 95 is one of my favorite 95s ever. They've got some killer shoes, and all of a sudden there's just junk.
If you're in Japan and you're there for like 2 weeks, you'd probably see, what, 4 collabs? from Atmos. They're throwing everything at the wall.
Everything.
The last time I was there, they had Teal Timberland collab. They had some weird Nike shoe. They've always got collabs rolling.
But is this the point, though? Is there two... Like, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but we've definitely talked about it. I reckon, like, Atmos has too many collabs. Like, all these guys... You know, Meta have too many collabs. Like, there's so many.
Does Meta have too many collabs?
Well, he did back in the early 2000s. Probably not so much now.
Really? How many Meta collabs can you name?
Probably 8 to 10 off the top of my head. And then I'm sure there's probably 25 plus. What about Kith? Kith's got at least 100.
Yeah. I think collab now is the new colorway.
Yeah, but we said that 5 years ago where you walk into a sneaker store and you're like, every shoe, yeah. A collab is the new GR.
Hmm.
Yeah, but at the point, though, you have to start working with other people, right? And maybe that's partially why Weatherspoon was so good for Nike this time, is he hasn't done a million collabs. But, like, I'm getting tired. Like, I'm getting tired of seeing another Stash shoe, another Futura shoe, another... You know what I mean? It's the same, like, 20 dudes. There's hundreds of dudes out there that could kill it. And, like, legit dudes, too.
Have you seen the video of... where they got the guy who did the bacons, the...
I saw it. I haven't watched it yet. DQM.
Yeah. He does not give a fuck.
I haven't watched it. Is it good? Is it worth watching?
He seems kind of like an asshole.
Yeah. Well, Dave's Quality's meat was always like... It was a bit ahead of its time, though. It was one of the first themed sneaker stores.
Yeah. He goes through all of it. It makes sense. Okay. But I think he's more of an artist than a sneaker person. And he finds all this shit kind of trivial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just seems kind of like a dick.
Okay. But I love that 95, that 90 is still one of my favorite 90s. Like, if that got reissued, Paul, like, I don't think I've ever asked you to help me find a shoe ever. I think I would ask you for that.
I think.
I'd be like, we need to get me.
What's the next one that they're going to reissue next year? If this is what Air Max Day is about.
Air Max Day this year, think about it. There wasn't a new shoe this year. The last couple, there was like the Air Max Zero and stuff. Like, there wasn't really a new Air Max this year. It was a bunch of releases. It was like...
I thought the Weatherspoon was a new shoe.
Do you count a hybrid as a new shoe?
What's the Zero, really?
Yeah, but at least it was a new upper. Like, for me, the upper is more important.
Remember the Zero was like hot shit for a minute, and now it's not... You can't even get one?
Yeah, kind of moved on. It was like the Moray. Like, you just move on from it quick, like, onto the next thing. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe... Do you think Air Max Day was a success this year then?
I think so, because Air Max Day this year, you had more Air Maxes to buy, right? You had the Atmos, you had the Weatherspoon. Theoretically, you had the Virgil Abloh Off-White one.
Mm.
So you had more to chase.
I missed the 328 on the tongue. I think if you're going to do an Air Max Day shoe, it needs to have... Air Max Day called out on it.
Yeah, we didn't get a 328 Air Max Day shoe. Like last year, you had the Vapor Max
and the Air Max one with the green midsole. Yeah, that was the year before.
I didn't buy either.
Neither.
I blame you for the Air Max one because I was like, "What do you think of this Air Max one?" I'm thinking about buying, and you're like, "I hate Vault."
Yeah,
I think, and you talked me out of it. And now I see it. I was like, I kind of really wanted that shoe.
Paul, you got plenty. Don't worry. I helped you save for something else, man. But yeah, no, I think that shoe's a bit weak. But I like the idea in the sense that it had the 328 on it. I think that's cool. But
I think they didn't do it this year because they didn't have a shoe to do it for.
That was the three. Yeah, but like, couldn't you have done it? Couldn't you have held off? Like, the 93 is coming out again. Like, couldn't you have done it on the 93 or?
I think maybe because this year they were flogging the React.
React, and then a big 3-4 months for Nike. I guess that is the perfect segue, is like, you mentioned something to me which I wanted to talk to you about, and it's that you think the React launch was a bit of a failure.
No, I think the React shoe is a failure. I think the React shoe is going to fade off into the distance very quickly.
See, I disagree. I think it's still going to be probably one of the biggest shoes of the year. Maybe not the number one shoe of the year, but I think it's still going to be in the top three.
Do you
three
think
to
the
five.
Vapor Max was a successful shue?
Yeah, absolutely. Depends what your measure of success is, Paul. Do you mean commercially?
Do you think the Vapor Max is a success? Is the Vapor Max is a successful shoe, or the sole of the Vapor Max is successful because they're just putting that on everything?
Yeah, but that's exactly right. But what is a Vapor Max? What is an Air Max 90? Like it's as much the sole as the upper. You would argue the Air Max series is as defined by the midsole. Yeah, it is, absolutely.
No, because if you put the Air Max 90 midsole on fucking an Air Max 1, it's no longer an Air Max 90. The Air Max 90
identify it, right? You know it's an Air Max 90 midsole. You know it's an Air Max 87 midsole, 95, 93, 97. You know, 360. You know all those midsoles just as much as you know the uppers.
But you aren't going to be able to do that with the React. You aren't going to put the React on.
They've already got the React in the Kobe AD, and it's stunning.
Does it look like the React sole?
The React sole isn't a React sole. It's a material.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, okay.
That's like saying, is it a Phylon sole? It's irrelevant. It's a material. It's a cushioning material. It's a midsole material.
Well, I think the Epic React,
yeah,
that shoe, is a fail.
Why?
Because it was touted as the Ultra Boost killer, really.
Well, right. Yeah, by the populace, not by Nike. Yeah.
They made it to look like an Ultra Boost.
Sure.
They came at it like, this thing's going to fuck the Ultra Boost out of the water, right? And at the end of the day, it's not more comfortable than Ultra Boost.
See, I've never worn an Ultra Boost, so I can't comment on that because I wouldn't know. Mm. But I hear it's as comfortable, if not more comfortable.
I think it's more technologically sound than Ultra Boost for running.
Yeah.
Like, if you could probably run in it better. When I wear it, I feel more stable in the foot.
Yep.
But the Ultra Boost is more comfortable.
Okay.
Like, once it's more squishy, like...
What, you're saying the Ultra Boost is more squishy?
Yeah.
But do you think, does the Ultra Boost, like, I don't honestly know. Does it flatten out? Does it?
No.
Do you think it maintains its...
Yeah, and I'm a heavy set boy, so...
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, but like...
You're a bit of a unit, Paul, yeah, so...
Like, it doesn't stop being squishy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I think the shoe itself, I mean, look, you can't deny that all the original launch colours have sold out. The second wave of colours is about to come out.
The third wave.
The second wave is just about, if not already, totally sold out.
No, the second wave didn't sell out.
It's almost sold out, or like pretty close to
the Ultra Boost. And the first five waves sold out like.
No, they didn't. Not the first time.
Did. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Black purple
sold out.
After Kanye wore it.
No, Kanye wore the whites.
Okay, so they were on sale.
No, black and purple were never on sale.
They were on sale.
Nope.
Yep. Dude. Athlete's Foot had them on sale, and then Kanye wore them in the bloody service station.
Kanye wore them on the street. I think they got snapped on the street. Yeah. Like, thing. They sold out pretty quickly, and then every iteration after that just sold out. Like, bing, bang, 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 bang. Right? The greens one sold out. The black one with the 3M sold out.
Yeah. So you'd say the white, red, black sold out, the mono white sold out, the black, white, pink sold out of the React.
No, this one, the black and pink one sold out. The white and pink sold out.
The white and blue?
No, the white and blue didn't sell out.
Where did you say? In Australia, it's gone.
No.
Yeah. Go find it in a store. You can't find it.
I just got to give them a pair for my birthday.
Yeah, but where do they get them from?
Here, JD Sports.
Oh, so JD Sports launched with additional stock.
Mm.
When JD Sports Doncaster opened, they had additional stock.
Nike store, you can go on now. They're all there.
They might be, but you know that comes from overseas.
Don't they come from Canberra? Oh, yeah, they changed it now, didn't they? Fuck.
In Australian retail, at least, they, to me, have appeared to be sold out.
Mm. But like, that whole changing from Canberra to overseas seemed kind of dumb.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to be technically accurate about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But
fine, be politically correct about it. I think it's dumb.
I have to. but yeah, I'd say, well...
You don't invite me to Air Max Day, it's dumb, sir. It's dumb.
No, but yeah, I'd say it did good. I mean, I'm excited about a pink pair. I want that pale pink pair that's coming out. I think that's pretty sick.
Don't get me wrong, it's not a terrible shoe. I think
it came out a year late. If it came out a year ago, it would have been sick competition because the Ultra Boost is coming off.
I think the runner is dead. The actual, like, the
running
the
silhouette.
Runner look.
Well, what do you think's going to go next?
Well, everyone's going to the dad shoe slash.
I don't think that movement is going to last more than a year.
Slash the Jordan 1. I think the Jordan 1 is going to be the shoe. Like,
yeah.
That kind of.
That. So we're going back to this. There's a couple of topics I've got written down that sort of touch on this, but. If athleisure is dying and Nike will always be able to sell this React as a technological advancement, it's a running shoe, but Paul, have you watched the video on the construction of the Kobe AD? It's 360 fly knit. It's got React in it. It's mental, Paul. It looks like the best basketball shoe I've ever seen.
But sneakers aren't about sports anymore.
No, but no. the best Kobe's, the best LeBron's, the best Durant's, you can be worn off court and on court.
LeBron this year is an amazing shoe, right?
Yep. And it's outselling the last three or four.
It's still kind of hard to wear on out.
Yeah, but it's a step in the right direction. They took it too far in the LeBron line, and that's why the sales went south, was because the strength of the LeBron, you know, 2, 3, 5, 7 was that you could wear it on the street.
The LeBron 15 colorways this year have been fire. The Air Max 95.
So is the Fruity Pebbles, the Kyrie's.
The Diamond Turfs. Yeah.
And the sales are reflecting that. The sales of the LeBron this year are stronger than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's a knit, one, but two, because you can wear it with jeans.
But I think in the future, going forward, the Jordan 1, the Air Force 1, that kind of shoe,
are we going back to the Terminator, Blazer, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we are too, which is probably good for Converse and a few other brands, but I think we're getting back to that, you know, traditional. You know, it's funny, like, I didn't think we'd be head back to basketball this quickly after basketball blew up. You know, let's say 5 years ago, basketball was the shit for sneakers. And then 3 years ago, it was still the shit because of Jordan brand, maybe even to 2 years ago, then Vans and like running have taken over. I didn't expect it to transition back this quickly.
Do you know how I work out what shoe is going to be hot next? I look at pants.
Yeah.
Because everyone was into tapered pants. The runner looked kind of
weird. Yeah. Baggy pants are coming back.
Baggy pants are back. So, and you can't wear a fucking runner with baggy
pants. You can't. You've got to wear a chunky shoe.
That's right.
CB34s, all our Webbers, Air Max, Air More Uptempo was on fire again.
Which is, you know.
That's why Don C's dropping this thing.
Exactly. Why that Don C fucking Jordan 3.
Jordan 1, Jordan 3 legacy thing. Yeah, with the strap, with the Trainer 3 strap at the front. Yeah.
Do you think he just did that because he was just like, fucking Kanye put it on a Yeezy, I'll just do it as well.
No, I don't know. I mean,
what's with the Trainer 3 strap?
If you look at what he dropped on the Jordan 2, he clearly liked that aesthetic of shoe. Like, he likes that bulky basketball shoe.
Oh, yeah, because he did that Don C thing, right? Yeah. The Don C.
The Jordan 2 packs.
No, the AF 100.
Yeah.
Which was like, what, a 1, a 2, and a.
Something like that, yeah. So I think, obviously, he likes chunky basketball. But I think maybe chunky basketball will kill the dad shoe trend.
Do you think that Don C Jordan 1 3 thing will sell?
I'm torn on it. I think it will because it's Don C. And it also depends on two things. I think two things are really important for a sneaker release. Quantity of units and then hype and design, right? And so I put hype and design
it's
together.
It's Black Cement 3. So it's a Black Cement 3 colorway.
Yeah, but it's also an Air Revolution. That's what it looks like most to me. And the Air Revolution has never been a super popular shoe, but I liked it. Like, I think it was cool because that is my favorite era of basketball shoe design. But I think if you ask me, can Don C sell an Air Revolution? No, no one can. But if they only make 5,000 pairs and it's a Don C and it goes to tier one release and online, then it's selling out.
The Don C AF 100 didn't sell out.
Yeah, but I see. Here's the other thing: like, how many did they make? I don't know. The Roberto Toschini don't sell out. You know what I mean? They probably don't have that many of those in production. So it comes down to
the Tichy shoes.
I can't say his last name. Yeah,
the Givenchy guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
his shoes didn't sell out last two times.
Oh, the Burberry guy now.
Yeah. So whatever. Let's not talk about high fashion. Whatever, moving on. Like, I'm trying to keep that guy out of this podcast.
That shoe would be fine if it didn't have the fucking NBA logo badge thing on the fucking toe.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you put it there?
Ugh, anyway, but yeah, I don't know. I think the Don C thing sells. If the Don C shoe sells out, I think it's going to be a big moment for that
trend. Why does the Don C shoe sell and the Jordan? Do you remember how Jordan used to make, like, is it 6-11 thingy combos and then the Spizikes and then
Dub
the
Zero.
The Spizikes and the Dub Zero? Well,
they did sell. They sold monster units, Paul. Monster units. Now, yeah, they hit factory, but, like, they sold monsters. And I only know that because, you know, I had a conversation once with someone about it, and I was told the Spizike paid the bills, basically. So
I hate that shoe.
Oh, so do I, as you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that shoe paid the bills for a long time. I think if people can get excited about this, because this thing doesn't look enough like a collab to me, to be a collab, you know what I mean?
What happened to the son of Spizikes?
Do you remember that?
I think his son designed one that looked like Yeezy ripoffs.
Oh, really?
And had the strap across and everything.
No, I don't remember that. But yeah, I think if this thing does well, you'll see a lot of. But you remember, like, 2 years ago, Ewing was back, British Knights was back. Like, I feel like that moment was just the other, like, just recently
passed.
Do
you think the Jordan Fusion will come back?
Probably. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, like, what's going to be next for Jordan Brand? Well, we've done luxury materials. We've put the Air on the back. We've re-released every color. I think they're going to start releasing PEs.
I don't think so. I think this year.
You don't think a Mike Bibby Jordan 11 would sell?
Hasn't it already come out? Didn't they just do that weird oily blue fucking Georgetown colorway.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, right? Yeah. You know how, like, there's all the infinite amount of Ray Allen Jordan 13s and, you know, like, there's just
I think they're just going to re-release the Ray Allen Green 13.
Probably. It should be a monster shoe, particularly now he's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think
that'll
they're going
to sell out for sure.
I think they're going to release it for
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame tongue tag on it. Especially now Gentry's back at Jordan Brand, because Gentry's best friends with Ray Allen, or at least, like, super tight.
Just put it inside the
HOF footbed. On the back.
Or
done.
Inside the footbed.
You'll sell a ton. I'd buy a pair.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that's a no-brainer. And then, yeah, I reckon they're going to start doing some PE releases.
And also, this year is the year of, if they're doing this, it's the 33 this year.
Mm.
And the 33 will be what? The Jordan 3 hybrid shoe.
Will it?
Well, the 31 was the Jordan 1, 32 was the 2. So it has to be the Jordan 3 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think Jordan Brand are actually, for all the, like, tough moments they've experienced the last 18 months, I think there's some positivity around the back end of this year for Jordan Brand. I think there's going to be some big stuff. I'm not a Jordan 1 guy. Like, I don't, outside of the OG 2 or 3 colours, I don't really, well, the main 2 or 3 OG colours, I don't really fuck with them that much. Do you reckon AJKO comes back? What's the deal with AJKO?
Well, originally I thought the AJKO was just the canvas shoe, right?
Yeah.
But then they started doing quilting and they did all this other stuff. And I was like, I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that comes back.
See, I like the AJKO. It's actually, I prefer it over a leather Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Laser 5 comes back. Remember they did the Laser 4, Laser 5. There's been no lasering for a while. Maybe they do a Laser 10. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think, like, there's things Jordan Brand can do that, like, speak to what's been really successful without just re-releasing the same shit again. And I think they will. Like, there's new colours of the Jordan 1. They did the Charlotte Hornets colour. There's the sports blue colour.
I think they should stop releasing the 11 because the 11 only had so many OG colourways.
Yeah.
And now they're just making up colourways.
Of course, but they do that. They just did that with the Jordan 1
and
too.
And the Jordan 11 is not selling anymore. The latest one that looks like a Concord, it's slightly oily blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sitting out there.
Yeah, no, I know. But all Jordans are sitting out there at the moment, to be fair. Flyknit Jordan 1 set.
No, Black Cement 3s didn't see it. You know, those Tinker things didn't see it.
I see. There's Black Cement Jordan 3s on shelves. I saw them 2 weeks ago.
Where?
I'm going to have to honestly think about that, but I definitely remember seeing them going on.
Only GS sizes.
Well, maybe that might be
right. Because otherwise I would have gone out and bought
maybe
them.
Maybe GS sizes. Right. That might be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
and you know, those white cement line things sold out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Jordan 1s, if it's like a Bread or a Royal or anything like that,
they'll all sell. Yeah. Is the linen shattered backboard real or is that an April Fool's joke?
The linen one or the...
The linen one. I saw like some linen thing. Was it linen? Yeah.
No,
it was satin.
Satin.
Satin is the worst material on shoes.
Well, the Bread satin sucked. The Royal satin sucks. So the...
It sucks. I hate that material
You know,
much.
I have a shattered backboard and everyone always talks about how that is like the best quality leather out of all the...
Well, people say the same thing about the Fragment, I thought.
Yeah, and I look at it and I'm like...
You didn't have a pair of Jordans 10 years ago, did you? That's what I think. Like, when they actually use like full grain, like quality buttery leather.
Yeah. Go buy a real shoe and then come back to me.
Like, yeah, I know. I could sit there and acetone those things for half an hour and they don't change color.
Well, considering you you just did the Gatorades for me and
the leather on those is
amazing, right?
Amazing. I couldn't believe it. Like, but within seconds it changed color.
But it's still...
Still not great. Like, I mean, an Air Force One, you used to acetone it and it went great because the white came off. Now you can sit there for 2 hours and it won't change color. The only thing will happen is you'll get RSI.
And it just dulls out a little.
And it'll disintegrate your brain with the amount of acetone you've had to use. But yeah, I think Jordan Brand are going to, I think there'll be something there. But maybe that's like, do you think the dad shoe is going to continue this year? Like the Monarch was tongue in cheek. It's not like,
it's not
doing anything. Balenciaga, you know, whatever. You see Valentino and stuff doing it, but you know, and you saw, I don't know if you saw, but like the net growth of the fashion industry in streetwear was like 5%, which is like 365 million. My numbers might be a little bit off, but that's been, you know, obviously through the expansion of footwear and streetwear and, you know, high-end fashion and stuff. And they're all pushing the dad shoe. I don't think the dad shoe is going to be around 2, 3, 4 years. I think it's going to fade out real quick.
I think the dad shoe lives and dies off Kanye West.
Yeah, but do people even care about his that much?
That's right. So they do. They do sell out and they are quite expensive.
But it doesn't have the 350 height.
No, and I think like his waning popularity is affecting that dad shoe push, because he pushed the dad shoe, right?
Yeah, he did. But like, I don't even hear about people losing it about that shoe. Like, I see, people
got it.
It's
so hard to buy.
Like,
they didn't. You couldn't get. You could only.
Yeah,
get
we
it
talked
off.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so hard to fucking buy. So you know, I haven't seen anyone on anyone's foot.
I've seen one pair.
Oh yeah.
Where did I see it? I saw it at some sneaker event.
The Wave or the other one, the Desert
Wave.
Or
I saw the Wave. Mm. Yeah, I saw the Wave. One pair. Oh, there was a dude in a pair of fakes at the Air Max Day event too.
And like street fashion at the moment, they're really into oversized things. Have you seen those super oversized jackets?
Yeah. They look like... And coveralls are back.
Yeah.
Baggy jeans and coveralls. We're about to hit the 90s.
Yeah, I'm waiting for cross colors.
Like... Now, you know what's going to come back this year? Motocross. And I hate it. I hate that motocross is coming back.
Motocross is not coming back.
Yep. Yeah. Hip hop's trying to push motocross pretty big at the moment. I'm seeing like... Fox team jackets in like hip hop videos and stuff, and I'm like, oh no, not again.
I found my Timberland pullover the other day, you know, the half zip.
Yeah.
Thing. I was like wearing it. I was like, I could wear this now.
And be like, pulls ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out all my Agassi jackets. Like, yeah, we're back.
We're back. I bought that Snow Beach collab thing from Polo. So yeah.
Oh no, yeah, Polo, Nautica, they're all like on fire at the moment, but. Yeah, I don't know. Back to this like chunky shoe thing. I don't know. I think the Don C shoe, if that succeeds, then that
is... I don't equate the Don C shoe to a dad shoe, though.
It's no, not... but wait, a chunky shoe isn't dad shoe. They're different.
No.
They're different. Yeah. Dad shoe is more of a runner to me.
Yeah. It has to be like a low top.
Like a walking shoe. Like, that's essentially what it is. The Don C shoe is a basketball shoe.
I don't really think the Monarch should sit in that dad shoe category.
No, I don't think it... It's a tongue-in-cheek move by Nike, that's all, because it was a Nike factory store shoe. I've got a pair. I've still got to paint them. I just haven't had a chance. I haven't decided what theme to do yet.
Although the JW Anderson dude did a mono colorway, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like red and blue or something.
Really?
Like yeah.
No, I missed that. Oh, the Monarch 2?
No, I think it's Monarch 1.
No, I didn't know that. No, I've missed that. I only know his stuff with Converse.
He did on the Fashion Runway.
Okay. It might not have come out yet because his runway stuff's all... Converse stuff at the moment, or at least most of it, unless that's true.
It's actually like more adventurous in color blocking than the Converse stuff. But then, you know, if you do a Chuck Taylor, how much color blocking can you do?
Yeah, it's unless challenging. There isn't a lot of contrast.
Unless you're Missoni, where you do like a fuck ton of
material.
What happened to Missoni? Did they just go fuck that? I'm not doing it no more.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sad.
But you can only do it so many times.
But is it because the dude died as well?
Yeah, and because it went from like really. Beautiful
materials to like
prints.
Shitty prints.
Yeah. So it wasn't the same.
Yeah, once they did that those last two iterations with prints, I was like, this is fucked over.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly, but yeah, they don't exist anymore anyway.
It was sad that I
have the runner, you helped me find it.
Yeah. I told you it was easy to find.
Yeah, I know, I just didn't know. I wasn't looking on the right Japanese websites.
What's sad is that I passed on those Magella things thinking that they were just gonna come back.
Yeah,
I'm shady
on missing those too. I'm waiting. I'm genuinely like no Converse bias, but like, yeah, I would really love another Margiela Chuck.
Yeah, and the reason why I passed them was because I thought the paint was gonna chip really
quickly.
Which
is the point, though.
Yeah, but I thought they were gonna be like real bad. Like I was gonna be walking
with, like,
dandruff.
Falling off. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, and then clearly that's not the case.
No, clearly not. But but yeah, no, I did miss those.
And... Actually, do you think you'd be able to source me a pair of the Sacks? I've never seen one for sale. The only person I know who has one is Woody, and it's in my size, not Woody's size, and it's in the office.
Yeah, but he won't let it go.
Please, Woody, just sell me this thing.
No, like like any brand, they don't really keep an archive, you know, of stock, you know. So yeah, it'd be a bit tough.
And because nobody knows what the fuck that thing is, really.
Yeah, I know. But Tyler did drop a new video this week, and it had a few shoes in it, which is fun.
Is the Tyler Converse still going?
I don't know. I can't say anything.
No, I meant like, I guess you work for Converse, you can't really say, but...
Ask me a question, Paul. It's like, yeah, there's...
No, I think that Tyler needs to release another Converse. I think the iteration of the shoe at the moment with the flower...
Yeah.
Has run its course, and he needs to do another one.
I really wish I could elaborate on this conversation with you, Paul.
I think the next one is there was one for you, one for me, and the next one is the one for the people, and then he's going to have to like move on.
Well, I honestly can't say anything. But you're probably not too far off the mark. But
hey, why do shoe companies do that? Why do they do the one strictly for my peeps, super limited?
Because that's where the hype comes, man.
Yeah, that's the hype, and then one small production run.
Yeah. And that's to suck up the hype again, and then you commercialize it on the third one. You take the whack.
But then you wreck it, like you know, like
yeah. But how many shoe releases do you need to do where you only sell 1,000 pairs, like worldwide? They're borderline pointless. Not pointless in the sense that they're not commercial successes. They're great for brand, and they're good for PR, and they're good for media and stuff. But
Adidas is a good example of it. They have a shoe that's hype, and then they start what I call the Oprah one, where it's like, you get a shoe, you get a shoe. Yeah. Everybody gets a fucking shoe. Yeah. And then the shoe's dead. They did it to the Tubular. They've done it to the NMD.
Yep.
They've done it to the Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to do this Disrupt thing.
That thing's not that nice.
Every time I see stop Adidas, stop fucking like using, I don't even, is a word pun? Oh, it's like, shoe spelt badly, because every time I see Disrupt, I know you're trying to say Disrupt.
Yeah,
I know. You fucking spelt it wrong, and it annoys the shit out of me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I laugh at that when I see it too. But yeah, I think it just comes down to what the point of the collaboration is. Like, I mean, is a collaboration even a collab? I mean, part of a collaboration inherently is limited availability.
Is the Futurecraft shoe retail for $1,500?
I don't know. I've seen all sorts of crazy prices, but I think it's only because the technology is so it takes so long to produce the shoe, and they can only produce so many.
I thought that was
so
a resale price. I didn't realize that was the retail.
Yeah,
price.
I think it was pretty high.
And where do you buy it?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't really care. I like the tech, and I read a bit about it, and I think it's really interesting. And I think it's once you can actually 3D print shoes at home and all this sort of stuff, I think the future of footwear is pretty crazy. I think that shoe's a step in the right direction, but I think one, expensive to make; two, limited production availability; and three, look, let's be honest. What was that Addy 1 that came out with the computer in it? That was like $750 when that thing came out, right?
Yeah.
And what about the
Micropacer?
Micropacer originally, and then also the Nike auto lace-up thing. The name of it's escaping me at the moment.
What happened to the
$1,000?
The Adidas Hender Scheme collab. Remember how they had
Yeah, Sabotage just painted one, I think, so.
I thought they were going to release the colored versions.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that, but I'd never seen anything about it publicly. I don't think.
I showed you the pictures.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, that's about us for time. Thanks for coming through again, Paulie. And I'll have those shoes off to you in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you said come down, grab your shoes, do a podcast, come down and do a podcast, still don't got my shoes.
Yeah. Well, for once, it's not you forgetting something, it's me.
It's true. It's true.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, catch it.
Man.
All right, catch it.
Man.
All right, catch it.